Yesterday we started learning the dinim of respect for Tamidei Chachamim, and for older people. So the dinim is like this. What happens if the Rebbe is walking in the street with some other people? So halachically, the Rav walks in the middle. The one of the two, which is greater, walks on his right, a little bit behind him. And the second one walks in the left, a little bit behind him. In other words, the Rav walks in front, that's respect. And respect is that the other greater one's on the right and the other one's on the left. And, okay. Now, it's a very big aveda to embarrass Talmidei Chachamim. There's a whole question when they make these in yeshivas, to make these Purim spills on Purim. They make a play and they always make fun of everybody in the yeshiva, including the Rosh Yeshivas. So, but there's a lot of response written on that, by the way, if it's right, if it's not right. They say, just leave it alone, so to speak, because it's not such a great thing to do. Now, the Gemara says the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because they embarrassed Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore, it says, whoever embarrasses the Talmud Chacham has no chelik in Olam Haba. It says, Dvar Hashem Baza, he shamed the word of Hashem, and you're not allowed to ask scholars to do things for you, because again, it's just not respectful for the Torah knowledge that they have. Now, there's a whole thing in Halacha, what happens if a Rav paskin the question, he made a mistake? Can other Rabbanim make fun of him, embarrass him, insult him, and scream at him, and yell at him? And can they do that or not? So they write, it depends on the scenario, but it's an issue brought up in Halacha. But the question is, for instance, they bring down, there was a certain Rav that permitted something which was rabbinically forbidden. And somebody said, embarrassed him, and then the guy answered back that embarrassing the scholar is biblical, and what he paskin wrong was a rabbinic thing, so you've been worse than him. And that's the whole story that people
can do. Can you ask a question? For example, you're somewhere in shul and somebody is speaking or giving a Torah or something, and that if you ask a certain question, you might embarrass this person. So,
are you allowed to or not?
Are you allowed to or not?
There's an interesting Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says to some the story that Rebbe was learning in those days that everything was oral. There was no formal written Torah Shebaal Peh. So, they asked the Rebbe a question in a different Masechta. So somebody said to him, "Don't you know the din? Ki koi Rebbe b'hai Masechta is shal Masechta achrite." When somebody is learning one Masechta, that means he's totally involved in the learning. Don't ask him a different Masechta because it's not something today you look up. Okay, you close the book, you look up, And he says, if he wouldn't have been a great person that knew everything, you'd embarrass him. But that's what the Gemara said. But in Halacha it says that doesn't apply today. Because today everything's written in the books. So because everything's written in the book, even though it's from one thing to the next, it doesn't matter because he can look it up, so he won't get embarrassed.
He has no access to it. He's standing on the podium.
No, but they could look it up.
You're just being honest. You have a question. I mean, an honest question.
That's between you and God. If it's an honest question, and you're out there to embarrass the person, then you're not allowed to. Soon we're going to learn a din of a kohen. It's in the same simon here. The Mishnah says, "Talmud Chacham Mamzer, Kedem L'Kohen Gadol Am Ha'aretz." Okay, there was the halach is we don't do like that today. But when you have to give out honors, a kohen goes first and a lay. So it says, a Talmud Chacham, who is a mamzer, comes before a kohen gadol who's an illiterate. Okay? The story with the Shagasarye, Yeshiva Shul World knows that Shagasarye wrote a lot of svarim. Shav Shemaitzi, he wrote before his bar mitzvah. He wrote a lot of svarim. So, but he had a very chutzpidik, he was a chutzpidik guy. He learned Shas 600 times. Okay? It says in Agdam, he learned Shas 600 times. The Mittler Rebbe said, that the Alter Rebbe's 16 times Shas was better than his 600. But anyway, so he's once giving, there was an old, big Talmud Chochem, a recognized scholar who was a Kohen. And he was giving a lecture in front of a lot of people. And Shagatai was this young guy. And in the back of the room, he started refuting him all over the place. So the guy got angry. This older Rav, you know, got angry at him. And he quoted the Gemara, it says, Kivin the chosid kula hai shmamino mamzeru. The fact that he had a lot of chutzpah shows he's a mamzer. So basically, this old Kohen called the Shagasai a mamzer. So the Shagasai answered, a mamzer, Talmud Chacham, comes before a Kohen Gadol was an illiterate. This guy was a Kohen. Okay. So he said, okay, maybe I'm mamzer, I still come before you. You know, it depends. If people ask Lakanter, meaning to make fun of somebody, they know they don't know the answer. And they just ask them in public to embarrass the person, that's terrible. But if a person's serious and they ask a question, especially nowadays, halacha doesn't matter. Because they can say, yeah, I'll look it up later, whatever. It's not... Okay, now, part of the dinim of honoring the Talmud Chacham is that, for instance, this says in Allah, that if he has merchandise to sell, nobody should sell the merchandise until he sells his. In other words, no, shouldn't be any competition. Okay, now, a person who's an accepted, like we said before, accepted Talmud Chacham, that means he knows how to learn all over the place, and such a Talmud Chacham is... is potter from taxes. Because there's certain, in the shtetlach, what's called the Zayin Tuveir, there basically was the city council. And in Halacha, the cities, in the time of the Gemara, was called Zayin Tuveir, the seven council members of the city. And they would impose taxes on everybody, you know, for the guards, for the gates, for the this, that, they would impose the taxes on the people. So many of the taxes, the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham is potter from. Why? Because anything, for instance, that has to do with Shemira protection, the Gemara says he doesn't need it because his Torah protects him. I mentioned many times in the past a story with Rogachover, who's in Poland, and he once got a letter in the mail. He didn't read Polish. He got a letter in the mail that he owes X amount of taxes to the government. So he couldn't read it. He asked his kids to read it for him. So his kids read him the letter from the government. You have to pay this, A, B, C, D, this, that you have to pay. Rogachover listens to it. And he says, okay, according to Halacha, this tax I don't have to pay. This tax I do have to pay. This tax I don't have to pay. So I'm not paying all the taxes the Torah said I don't have to pay. So his kid said to him, excuse me, this is the Polish government. This is not a Bezdin over here. This is the government. He said, I live by Torah, and that's what Torah says. That's what I'm going to do. The next day, he got a letter in the mail that said they made a mistake, and exactly the taxes he said he has to pay, he paid. And the taxes he said he didn't have to pay, they didn't charge him. But that was a special thing over here. Okay, next is as follows. A Kohen and a Yisrael that are equal in Chochma, of Torah I'm talking about. So there's a mitzvah to honor a Kohen. What do you mean honor a Kohen? Because it says in the pasuk V'kidashto, you have to sanctify him. So therefore, you have to give the first aliyah. He should be the leader of the speakers. He should speak at the end. He should be leading the benching, the amaitzi, the brichas hamazon. Bechlal, he should be honored, possibly. So now the question is, in halacha that we just said, it says a Talmud Chacham, that's why in Kitzur it says, Kayin v'Yisrael, which are equal in learning. But if a Talmud Chacham is more learned than the Kayin, halachically, in the Gemara, you don't, and Shechun Aruch, by the way, also, you don't have to, he doesn't have to honor a Kayin. He can get the first Aliyah, he can be the first speaker, he can do everything. But later, Paskim write that today we don't do that. Why don't we do that? As we know, a Kayin gets the first Aliyah, even if he's not such a scholar. Why is that? Because we don't want to make fights. Then you start saying, oh, I know to learn better than you know. I know how to learn better than you. It starts. So therefore, halacha says it's accepted universally. A Kohen gets the first aliyah. A Kohen gets the first aliyah. Okay. What? And by the way, in Shechun Aruch it says that if there's no Kohen, you should give a Levi first. And Alter Rebbe, in fact, in Shechun Aruch, I didn't find a source for it. But Alter Rebbe says in Shechun Aruch that if you do, Marichin Yomav Ushneisim, you live long. The one that honors the Levi instead of the Yisrael, even though Pidin, once there's no Kain, the Lashon is Nisparika Chavila, the bundle, meaning the order of honor is finished. You don't have to give a Levi before Yisrael. Nevertheless, Halacha says, the Alter Rebbe brings down that if you do, you live long. But Allah, there's no obligation to give the lady. What? The Alter Rebbe speaks about benching, in fact. No, but it seemed from the Alter Rebbe that, here, even Kitter, he says, if they're equal in Chochmah. But today, again, people are not so machma on it because, whatever. Okay, another thing is like this. What? By mayim, there's a din, a mechabdim b'mayim. Because it's not considered a kibud. Mayim, basically, to take off tumah, that's not an honor for somebody to take off tumah first. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The minute I'm mechabdim b'mayim.
This shows you should be quiet first before everyone.
Bechlau, certain people should wash in the morning and not make a meitzi until the next day. They'll be quiet a whole day. Be a good idea. Okay, next is like this. The last sif over here is, you're not allowed to use a kohen to ask to do things for you. It's like mayo behegdish, it says. He says, even though we don't have any koyin, but ideally you should not be mishamish b'koyin, meaning you shouldn't use a koyin. In halacha it says, if a koyin is meichel, there's yes, a koyin to do something, he has no problem doing it, then it's fine. Because koyin, kuna belongs to him and he could be meichel. That's what it says in halacha. But ideally, you know, you shouldn't use, but it says, there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger that says, interestingly, that let's say a Rebbe has a student who's a koyin. So the Rebbe could use the student because he's teaching him Torah. So then it's not that using the Kohen, you're the teacher, so therefore you're allowed to ask the Kohen to do it. Today people are not so makpid on this because again, the assumption is the Kohen is Meichel. So then there's a very interesting question. There's a Kohen, let's say, if there's a Kohen in the room and I have to give a Yisrael and Aliyah, what do I do? So many places, the minig is, they walk out. They walk out until you call up the Kohen, and when he starts the bracha, then the Kohen walks in, and you say, Ein kan Kohen. But in many places, like in 770, even by the Rebbe's minion, the Gabi was a Kohen, Rabbi Zev Katz, he was a Fush Lema, and because the Rebbe always had the third Aliyah Monday and Thursday. So if there was a bar mitzvah boy, a yard site, or whatever it was, they didn't get the third aliyah. They had to get either the first or second aliyah. So then you can't have a Kohen, because if you have a Kohen and a Levi, and this guy's a Yisrael, then you can't give him an Aliyah, right? So you have to get rid of the Kohen. But he was standing here calling him up, and he said, Bim Kim Kohen. He didn't say Enkam Kohen, that's a lie. He just said, Bim Kim Kohen. He's standing there, he's the guy calling him up. Because he was Meichel, his cover, his kohuna. Bim Kohen Kohen. But that means even though there are the Kohen in the Mirma, it didn't matter. They also did it. Okay, Machachin is the right to me, Mechabeva, Mayim, Kim, Shiblag, Al Tera, Chanan, Mekashi, Merod, Germoch, Zab, Sovi, Mirma.